We're back on record. First order of business is the CDBG public hearing. And I'll call on Bob Ashley with Planning and Zoning to lead this. Bob?
I'd like to introduce Mickey Davis. He's the consultant with State and Local Emergency Management Consultants, LLC. And he's been retained by the county to both write the hazard mitigation grants application and also to put together a CDBG application, Community Development Block Grant application, for a flood buyout for 10 homes. The CDBG funds would be utilized if the county is successful in receiving these funds from the Missouri Department of Economic Development. These funds would be utilized for the 25% match that's required for this FEMA hazard mitigation grant. And I'll, if it's all right, I'll kind of turn it over to you, Mr. Davis. And
this is a required public hearing. Get citizen input for the grant for the 25% non-federal share. If we're successful getting this grant, then it would allow the citizens 100% grant to cover the buyout for all expenses. And the county has to apply, and if granted and awarded, then they will administer those funds on behalf of the buyout. And this just supplements the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. Got the application for that last Friday. Probably have that turned in this month. So that Hazard Mitigation Grant Program will go to FEMA. This has to be turned in by this Thursday to go to the Community Development Block Grant. And they've got $10 million, and that'll probably be a lot of pressure on that $10 million because there'll be a lot of requests. So this is for the public hearing, which doesn't look like anyone in attendance that's got comments either way. So we just need to close the public hearing, and then we need authorization for the presiding commissioner to execute the necessary documents.
A couple of questions for you before
Sure.
we do that. The 25%, if in fact we're successful in acquiring a portion of that $10 million, which I know possibilities are not great because there is so much pressure, but if in fact we are successful, is that something that goes back through the county? Is it something that we need to budget for, I guess, is my question, as an incoming revenue and outgoing expense?
Yeah, yes. It will have to flow through the county, be received from Community Development Block Grant to the county, and then administered, paid out. So probably in Missouri, you probably are going to need that budgeted authority.
Can you tell me what range we're talking about in dollars that are being discussed so that we can plug this into the budget?
I actually didn't bring it with me. I had just
sent But you it. Can get that to me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I just sent it in an email this last Friday.
Ballpark, what is it, Bob?
We're adjusting it down a little bit, but it's going to be somewhere around just under $400,000.
But the 25%, and it didn't include the actual, they didn't need to budget for the actual homes that are being purchased, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what we do, Rick, it's my assumption, is put the whatever amount is, $400,000, into our revenues, and then again another expense, and call it CDBG, or... Well, we had different options for that, and I agree with you.
What the concern is that we budget for this as a revenue. We don't get it for a couple of years as FEMA is known to do in other projects. So then we sit with the revenue line and the expense of the 25%, and not knowing what it is, you're thinking it's going to be around $400,000.
Yes.
So it gives a false sense of this year's revenue stream.
You, two things.
And expenses.
You will know on this this year. Two things. If CDBG grants it subject to the FEMA, they only allow us 90 days to get the FEMA answer. So I'm 99.9% sure that if this project, both sides or either side, are to be approved, it'll be approved this year.
But this year being 2012 or 2011?
2012 calendar year.
And that's why we're addressing this.
Right. I meant carrying it over. It won't carry over for another year after 12 is. I thought you were saying.
That's where my concern is.
Yeah. I can guarantee you that these two will happen, will come on the books in 12 if they're going to happen.
So if we get the grant, then the payment for the grant, isn't there quite a lengthy process that we went through in our meetings as far as basic cleanup and all those things, total completion of all that project before we would receive any expenditure from FEMA?
No, it's paid. There are different billing and requests for funding. So every 30 days we can request funding.
Oh, okay.
So I look for this.
So that's different than some of the other projects that we have through them.
That's where I was. Yes, okay. The answer is yes. It's not like your public assistance where a lot of times you'll spend the money or you'll wait, and those things can get drug out for months. Yeah. I do a lot on that.
Right.
So
that was my main concern, Ron. I wanted to be sure and voice it.
If you allocate this, different jurisdictions do it different ways, but however you allocate it at the end of the year, you should be able to reconcile it out. By that, if you received X amount, you'll have X amount of expenditures to equal that. The goal would be to close this out by the end of the year, dollars and everything. But I can guarantee you that the grant approval will be this year, and hopefully in the time frame to get it administered and closed out by the end of the year.
Okay.
On the SEMA side, I know the representatives there have really indicated that they feel like this can be moved along pretty quickly, primarily because we're looking at a buyout of substantially damaged properties, and so there's not a requirement for the cost-benefit analysis or anything.
My question, another last question.
Okay.
If we're looking at the 25% of being 400,000, then it's safe to assume that it's 1.6 million total for 10 houses. That's not near where I thought we were going to be.
Actually, it's more than that, but once we deduct the duplication of benefits, those funds that they've received from insurance, flood insurance or FEMA, once we deduct those down, that's what brings the figure down.
Yeah, we were very fortunate in that we've got a total of 10 properties, and 9 of the 10 properties had flood insurance. And so,
So
9 of the 10 have received flood insurance payments.
That's where, and we can get you, we'll get you a spreadsheet and get it to all the commissioners here end of the week or next week showing you what we have verified to this point of what the fair market value was and how much insurance they had. And you'll see that those deductions added to or subtracted from the fair market value. The fair market value is considerably more than what we're talking about because most of them had insurance proceeds.
Okay. We need to conclude the portion of the public hearing. Unless these gentlemen had a comment that they wanted to make? No.
No, I don't think so. I think we're good.
Rick?
Just to clarify, I think I heard him say that if we were in a budget this expense and revenue, we would need to budget the $1.6 million, not the $400,000. Is that correct? What you said?
75% would come directly to those property owners, would it not make it?
That's a good point. Yes, you probably will have to budget the total amount. We'll get you a spreadsheet by the end of the day.
I appreciate it.
Yes. Because it does come to you, and then glad you caught that. I apologize there. But 100% will come to the county. Yeah, everything comes, nothing goes direct. Comes to the county and the county to the participants.
For the actual buyout, then.
Yes.
That's okay. All right, and that spreadsheet will help. You have some documents you said you would like me to sign?
Well, you'll probably have those available later this afternoon.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Share with me what those are, Bob.
And it's my understanding, and you can probably explain this in more detail, but basically, looks like there's about 5 or 6 pages that require, and some of these will actually have to be signed by the presiding, or require a signature of the presiding commissioner. Some of them would actually require the signature of the auditor.
Need to be signed by your budget officer, and it just sets out how much you have in different funds. It's a requirement of CDBG. The other documents are, one's going to be just an understanding and some assurances. You can read it over. If you have any questions on it, we can answer those. So that's just an assurance. The second one is one that certification of lobbying restrictions that you've signed with other grants. Standard on federal grants. Then there's a little more detailed statement of assurances that's 2.5 pages. Everything on here is a general requirement of CDBG, which we're following under the grant. The other one is just a standard resolution that CDBG has that says the county is applying for these funds. And if you're awarded these funds, you'll follow the Housing Community Development Act of 1974, which we make sure whoever administers make sure that that happens. And then if you, the last one is, it's a certification that if you request over $200,000 or more in CDBG funds, that you will prioritize and try to use businesses that are 51% owned by Section 3 residents, which is lower income. That you'll make an attempt and prioritize. Doesn't have to be when they're disaster funds, but you prioritize to use businesses that are in the low income, and that you also prioritize and as well as you can. You can't control the income levels of the people that apply under this grant, but this is just certification that you prioritize as to these requirements. And all of these are standard for CDBG disaster flood grid.
Well, this commission has already approved the first part of this, which was the 75%, which was the hazardous mitigation grant application, and we've approved for us to go after the 25%, which would hopefully bring the property owners up to what the 100% is. So I look at it as just being administrative in nature, Dan. And once they get me those documents, I can sign because we've already approved this.
That's the way I understood
it. That's the way I did, too. I just wanted to make sure, in case that wasn't the case, that we covered our bases.
Right.
Since we got a tight deadline.
The 25% it's totally separated from the 75% because the owners themselves took on the 75% payoff. Is that the way that I understood from the meeting?
No. 75% comes from a hazard mitigation grant program from FEMA. The 25% of that program is a non-federal share, so it's got to be paid by the county, the citizens, anything other than federal.
Right.
But the Community Development Block Grant is the only federal program
that's available
that loses the identity. When federal funds come to the state, they lose the federal identity, so they're considered not federal funds when it comes to matching FEMA. So it's the only program that we had to exercise or attempt to go after.
A couple things, too, just to provide a little clarification, too. One of the things that the Department of Economic Development has indicated is we'll be applying for the 25%, even if they don't fund the 25%, they may still fund a lesser amount. So even if they don't have the ability to fund the full 25%.
But all that still comes out of the available national $10 million? Okay.
Yes.
Now, the issue and one of the critical items that we're going to put in this package as an addendum is they look at your budget capabilities. And with the pressure on the budget the last two or three years and the issue you had, you know, of trying to get your budget down through employee reduction and things. That's kind of how they look at urgent need. Does the county have the funding capability to do it themselves? And so we will put in the grant that this the county would attempt to do this. They couldn't make the budget work to do the cost share. And so that's the way they kind of look at one of their qualifications on the grant. They'll prioritize probably the type of projects, and then they'll prioritize the need. And so that was one of the reasons we went after it, because of, again, the tight budget and no way for the county to fund the 25%.
Right. Now, one thing that I need clarification on would be the fact that you have 25%, but it could be a percentage that would be given to the county. That percentage could vary anywhere from 5 to 25%, but or less, but that is there no responsibility then for the added portion?
There is, and we would, before we accepted whatever percent below 25, we would have to determine how we're going to do that, and we've looked at options.
Okay. Do you understand where I'm at, Ron, with that?
You're going to sign one of these documents that the presiding commissioner will sign, will show that the county is not putting any funds in. And okay. So if we don't get 25, we'll address it at the time.
Right. That's where I want to make sure that the county's responsibility didn't exceed that of the percentage that we might receive from the grant.
Yeah, and we've been basing all of the grants and all the meetings with the citizens on the stipulation that the county doesn't have the funding at any level to fund the purchase, the non-federal match. So they're all aware of that, and they know this is an attempt to try to get the 25, and then we'll address it with them if we get denial or we get a percent, we'll address how we can make the project work at that time.
We're really fortunate that 9 of those property owners had that flood insurance.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Do you need anything else from us, gentlemen?
No, I think we're fine.
I don't believe so.
We've fulfilled our statutory duty with this.
Yeah.
Well, let's conclude the public hearing then. As required by CDBG, and move back up to our budget session?
Budget session upstairs.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.